walk through 156 screens. And yeah.
So we have started the author hour here with Lisa Wysocki, and we are in hour 10, to remind everybody. And of course, we have a couple of more hours left. Next hour is the horse husband hour, and I do give a warning to all of you that are female. You're not invited. You're not allowed to listen. That's a private hour.
Why can't we listen? Yeah,
because it's us horse husbands. If you listen, then we can't be open and honest about our feelings.
Whatever.
About being horse husbands. And we have feelings. You know, I know you guys don't think we do, but we do have feelings.
I think you're just plotting how to avoid getting more horses or spending.
Well, see, that's why we don't want you to listen, is because that may be one of our feelings. And then coming up in the last hour, it's a party. No guests. We have Leslie Wiley, of course, the incomparable Leslie. Remember, I Am Spartacus from last year. We have Kristen from Horse Nation, one of Leslie's compatriots and an auditor of ours and a longtime listener of ours. We have Wendy. Jamie is coming back, and we are just going to have a party and take calls and have a good time in the last hour and then give away some massive prizes. So, Lisa, it's so good to talk to you again. Lisa, of course, is like a full-time fill-in co-host and an author of some renowned. Did you see who we got to talk to this morning, by the way?
Well, I've been listening off and on all day between doing horsey stuff, but who did you talk to?
Felix Francis, Dick Francis's son.
I know.
No.
We were so excited.
Wow.
Lisa, that has to be one of your dreams right there.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Because you write similar kind of books, right? I mean, Dick Francis.
I write mysteries.
Yeah.
I write mysteries. I can't say that I write like Felix Francis or his father, Dick Francis, although they are both huge idols of mine. I mean, huge. And my newest book, The Main Equation, is a racetrack book, and it's on sale now, and will ship. If anybody orders it, it'll ship on Tuesday, December 5th. So, and you guys are in it, you know, the Horses in the Morning.
Yeah, you didn't tell us what we did. Is Jamie a murderer? Please make her the murderer. Please.
She's too nice.
I can't say, because that would like really spoil it. So everybody's going to have to like read it and find out.
Oh, I want her to be the one going to jail eventually. But you never have done that for me, by the way. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, but there's always the next book. So, you know, you just never know. And I have to say, I mean, the coffee sponsor, I think, is working really well. You guys are really pumped up.
We are.
No, we're just funky.
Good.
I'm about to go get alcohol as soon as you get your first guest on, by the way.
We've been fighting a little bit, too. So yeah, that gets us jazzed up.
Wendy and the way Wendy and I fight is not normal. Like brother, sister.
Well, no, but yeah.
We're fighting in a good way.
Yeah, that's right. We do love it. Well, tell us, Lisa, what, you know, you've done so much in horses in your life. You do clinics around and everything, but has there been something stand out, a holiday that stood out for you?
Well, one holiday. So I didn't have a lot of money growing up, and I saved up my babysitting money to get my horse. And when I was like 11 or 12, but I didn't have a saddle. And so, you know, my Christmas when I was like 13 or 14, I got a saddle, which was really, really awesome because I'd been riding bareback for, you know, years. And I think, you know, riding bareback really helped me develop my seat. So it was great in that account. But man, it was so cool to have a saddle, and I had stirrups and I had leather polish, and it was so awesome. And I'll never forget that. That was amazing.
You know, what we've learned today is that horse girls really don't need anything extravagant.
No, we need the horse, and that's about it.
You apparently can have weed whackers. You can have chainsaws.
If you can't use it at the barn, we don't want it.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. And it takes some people a long time to figure that out.
And if you have to wear it and it will get dirty or ripped out of your earlobe, they don't want it either.
Forget it.
Because diamonds are too big and they just get clunky and they get dirty and then they're not polished anymore. And, you know.
Yeah. Just get me a manure fork, you know.
Hey, we have one of our terrific auditors on. Let's say hi to Misty. Hi, Misty.
Hi, Misty.
Hello. Oh, I'm so glad to be on during author hour. It's my favorite hour.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
So why is it your favorite hour? Why?
Because I love books and I love reading, and I love that Lisa puts all of you guys as characters in her stories, and I don't know, like, you know, that kind of stuff. Just and the guy that you had, Felix. Francis.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was a fan. I mean, I learned something new today. Like, I just love that. I love that you have those kind of people on. I love that you have Lisa and I don't know, just one of my favorite things. I love books. But the reason I called, I just wanted to say that for me, this really kicks off the holiday season for me. Like, I look forward to Radiothon. I don't know, Glenn, if you realize what an impact this makes, like, for a lot of people like me, but I really look forward to it from, like, July on. So I'm ready for the holidays now. Thank you so much to everybody that works so hard at HRN and puts this all together every year.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Misty.
Thanks so much.
You know, it is a team, and it's taken, you know, the whole team, Jemmy and Jennifer and I and the hosts and everybody, months to get ready for this. I know it doesn't seem like that, but it does. And, you know, and it's all of you guys, too. It's you guys singing songs and writing things. I mean, you're all what make this so much fun is those songs you write and sing and the poems and just calling in and being so supportive. And then now helping a charity that we've done for the first time. And Jennifer, are you going to come in and sit down on a mic for a change? And we are $2,353, which is $147 away. So we can do this before the end of author hour, right? Before the end of author hour, we can do this.
That's awesome. Oh, that's amazing. It makes my heart full. It's just one more thing that just makes me really proud to be an author.
Well, thank you, Misty. I know that you're active in the auditor group. And Misty's a fox hunter, by the way, so she spends most of the time with dirt in her teeth.
Hey!
Okay, I'm always willing to learn. I love learning all the new things. And that's another thing that being an auditor brings. You can learn about all different disciplines. So that's great, too. It's awesome.
Well, we love you guys. Thank you, Misty. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Misty.
All right,
take
care.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, your first guest is ready, Lisa, but we have to hear from our terrific sponsors at WeatherBeta first, and then you're going to be up.
I am Jess from WeatherBeta, and you are listening to the 3rd Annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. My ultimate horsey Christmas gift would be the Dublin River Boots. Happy holidays from all of us at WeatherBeta.
Looking for a blanket that has strong classic style at a great price? Are you looking for something with a little cowboy country style? Well, check out the brand new WeatherBeta Western Blankets. WeatherBeta's classic Comfortech Essential Blankets are now available in Navajo and Diamond Plate prints. Featuring the waterproof, breathable 1200D ripstop outer, 220 grams of toasty warm fiber fill, and traditional side shoulder gussets that have made WeatherBeta blankets famous, the WeatherBeta Comfortech Essential Western Turnout line will keep your horse warm and dry in proper Western style. Learn more about the WeatherBeta Western range at weatherbeta.com/western.
All right, so let me tell you about our great prizes we have this hour. For our first prize is everyone's favorite riding jeans. We all wear them here at the Horse Radio Network. A pair of extended knee patch smooth stride riding jeans worth $119. And this hour, we're giving away another $50 gift certificate from horselovers.com, your home for all your horsey holiday shopping. Plus, compliments of Trafalgar Square. We have the Book of Our Horses, ourselves, discovering the common body meditation and strategies for deeper understanding and enhanced communication by Paula Joseph Jones.
It's a very thoughtful book.
Yes. You have to think a lot in that book. Yeah, which would not happen for Wendy and I at this point in this day. So, so how about Lisa? Yeah. You want to introduce Lisa?
Oh, I do. I'm so excited to welcome Lisa Preston. This is a woman who has lived and traveled all over the world. She's been a mountain climber, a paramedic, a police officer. She's been a hostage negotiator. Adopted off the track thoroughbred. She's participated in the sport of ride and tie, and that's a backcountry trail race that combines running and riding, covering distances of like 20 to 30 to 35 miles. And she's a sport tracker with her German Shepherd, and she writes books that I love. So, Lisa, welcome. Thank you for coming on to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lisa, you're too smart to be on this show. We can't have you.
Because that's... But you said it's drinking hour.
Yeah, I'm going to go get one right now, actually. So, but you have lived a boring life, haven't you, Lisa?
I'm a pretty lucky girl.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. And, you know, right now, am I correct in thinking you're in Western Washington State?
Correct. I'm so far north and west, I hear Canadian radio.
And yeah, because
very nice.
I lived in Western Washington State for many years. I lived in the Aberdeen, Westport, Tokeland area, Spanaway, but it's just beautiful out there. It's just absolutely beautiful. And, you know, we could like talk all day about all your stuff. It's just, you're just so interesting. But I want to talk a little bit about your books. So The Ultimate Guide to Horse Feed Supplements and Nutrition, Bitless Bridles, Natural Healing for Dogs, Cats, Horses, and Other Animals, and coming soon, is this your first mystery, The Clincher?
I've done crime fiction for a couple of years. I debuted last year, and earlier this year was my first novel that had horses in it.
Yeah.
A boy falls off a horse early on in the book, and it's a kind of a book clubby book and crime fiction book. But this little guy doesn't get back on a horse till the end of the book. It's a big deal for him.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me how you got from all this extreme sport stuff to horses.
Well, I had always been a horse girl. I was one of those kids that it moved a part in me, and it called to me, and I was never going to grow out of that.
Yeah.
The times in my adult life or in my childhood that I couldn't have horses, I was just longing for the day when I could get the world right again and have horses.
Oh, and I think every listener who's listening right now is thinking exactly the same thing.
They get it. They're our tribe.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, tell us a little bit about Ride and Tie, because I'm a little bit familiar with that sport, but I think a lot of the listeners might not be.
Ride and Tie is the fastest way to move two people with one horse, and that is that you don't stay together, the humans. If you and I are a team and you're on my horse, and whether we're just working out, so it's just the two of us and my horse on thousands of miles of trail, or if it's an actual competition, when we say go, the horse takes off with you on it and I take off, but you're faster, of course, because you're on my girl. I mean, maybe three-quarters of a mile down.
So you're taking off on foot, right?
One of us is, and one of us is on horse. So it's the cavalry and the infantry. And you're faster. You tie her up, and you just start running. You leave the horse. So now we're all three on our own, all three of us who compose this team. My horse is standing on the tree, and she's looking for me because she gets it now. She knows that you've left her, but Mama's going to come. She's going to untie me. We're going to go catch the other Lisa, and we're going to...
Yeah.
Hand savvy off to you when I catch up to you, or you're going to say, I'm doing good. I've got this downhill to go a half mile. And I roar on past you, tie her up to a tree, and start running.
And so you do this for like 20 or 30 miles?
It is amazing. You can, as an average runner, hold a 6-minute pace if you have a good horse and team members that get it, so that you're just clicking on and off. You can go to my website, and there's a little, it's not a great quality video, but it's a 90-second video that shows you how to do a flying tie. I had a partner that would literally, we didn't stop cantering the horse to change riders. I'd canter,
wow,
I'd put my feet out of the stirrups, canter up beside Josh, bail off one side while he bails on the other side, and I put his foot in the stirrup as the last I see of him. We were fast because of the
holy
way we drove. Yeah,
wow.
And you can see a guy doing this in slow motion on a side view if you go to my website.
Oh, yeah, got to look. And so your website, it's just lisapreston.com, correct?
Correct.
lisapreston.com. And I've been to your website, and you've got a whole bunch of cool information about yourself and all your books, but I missed the video, so I'm going to have to go back and watch that. And so tell me how you got in the storyline for The Clincher. So this is a female protagonist. So the main character is a woman, but she's a blacksmith. Is that correct?
Correct. She's a horseshoer. Yep.
Yeah, she's a horseshoer. And that's a little bit unusual in and of itself. And she's got a love interest. How did this whole storyline come along?
You know, I just see that horseshoer as somebody who visits a lot of different places, and they have very unusual tools, and they have to notice very fine detail. I mean, shoers will remember hundreds of feet. They will remember, yeah, he was flaring there on the medial aspect of that left hind, and just fine, fine detail, and it stuck with him. Oh, that was last spring, so maybe we've got a wet weather problem. And they're remembering this kind of fine detail about all sorts of horse feet. And
right.
They could apply that kind of attention and detail to other things like, why is that guy nervous right now? Why would that comment have made that person feel that way? And I just thought it would be very fun and different. And as my editor and my agent said, when I said, I want to do this horseshoer mystery series, they went, oh, that hasn't been done to death.
Wow. And so this comes out in summer, in August?
Sometime in 2018, the
okay.
actual pub date is in flux, but it's had early reviews
okay.
from J.A. Jantz and Margaret Cowell and Mark Stevens, some very nice westerny people, and it's a lot of fun. They're getting some love here.
Oh, absolutely. It's called The Clincher, and I think it's available on Amazon already for pre-order.
Correct.
So listeners can just go to Amazon.com and look up Lisa Preston or look up The Clincher and you can order it. You won't get it for a while, but you will eventually get it. And I'm so excited about this. And you know, Lisa, this is so fun for me because really one of several of my favorite books you've written, Bitless Bridles. I ride in a side pole all the time. And I just find it just so freeing. And, you know, here you wrote the Bible that I subscribe to. So, tell us about Bitless Bridles and how you came to be such an expert in that.
I was a mountain climber, as you mentioned. And I've always been kind of fascinated and had fun with ropes and tying knots. And those Bitless Bridles can be, quite expensive, and you
yes.
can choose your own colors and the weight of it. You can have a noseband that's only a 4-millimeter noseband, and then you pad it with fleece, or you pad it with the rubber mesh that you line a drawer or a cabinet with. There's just a lot of choice, and you can choose the cross jaw or the bozal you can make, or you can make these older things such as a hakalea or a bozalea. I did 16
mm-hmm.
different types of bitless bridles in that book. And sadly, that one actually, it went out of print really fast. It had a small print run, and it sold out. So it might get a new publisher and be released again. And there are a few used copies that'll float around, but they're very hard to grab.
Wow. Wow. I saw one on Amazon.com, I guess it was last week. So somebody should snap that up because it's really, if you ride Bitless, that's the book to get. So what else are you working on? I'm assuming that The Clincher is about finished, other than maybe some final edits. What else are you working on?
Well, The Clincher is a series. So I'm actually
Yay.
Working on the third book. I've turned in the
wow.
second. It was a multi-book mystery deal. So
yeah.
I'm working on The Clincher series because this character grows and travels and becomes, you know, a better person, and her life develops more. She gets over some personal stuff and grows up.
Wow. You know, that's what's fun for me in writing a series. My protagonist, Kat Enright, the fourth book is coming out next week, and she's grown so much. And so many ways she has stayed the same, but yet she's grown personally. And I think that's fun as a writer to be able to take this character and just kind of mold her and see where the storyline takes her through growth. Have you found that with your character?
Absolutely. I agree completely. They need to change in a good way. For readers to be satisfied, we need to change. You know, we have to grow up. We're not the same person we were a year ago or 5 years ago.
I think it's funny hearing
right.
you guys talk about this, by the way, from the completely non-author side, to hear you talk about these characters and how they've grown, and that sometimes it's kind of surprising to you guys. Yeah, you're the ones writing them. They're coming out of your head. So it's kind of weird for us to comprehend that as, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Glenn, go ahead, Lisa.
I guess so. When I was reading Felix's dad's books 30 years ago, I remember having that thought of, how did Dick Francis come up with that, and why? There were two Sid Halley books, and yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and Glenn, I'm sure you have voices in your head. You maybe just don't.
No, but nobody
to them.
Wants to know what those are. I'm not putting them on paper.
So Lisa, before we run out of time, what was your fantasy? Your fantasy Christmas horsey gift, or what was your best horsey Christmas gift from in the past?
I'm going to have it again next month, and that is we're going camping. That's what we're doing for Christmas. We won't be able to see a soul. We're going to be remote on a million acres. It's just time with family. It's the whole family, both horses and the dog and my honey. And there's snow in the mountains and big green trees, and the day is the gift.
And Wendy and I are both shaking our heads because neither one of us are campers, and that just sounds like a nightmare.
No Wi-Fi?
No Wi-Fi, no TV.
Can I come along, please? Can I come along?
See, Jen and I will be there with you.
Yeah. I'll bring the Pringles.
We would have to talk.
Yeah,
we've had enough of that today.
There will be wine. There will be nice hot coffee in the mornings. It'll be cold out. It'll be green.
You just we're two Florida people.
We'll
you just talked us right out of it. It's like cold out.
I'm a Minnesota girl. I'm in.
Okay, Lisa's coming.
Lisa, where can Lisa Preston? Too many Lisas. Lisa Preston, where can people find your books?
LisaPreston.com will send you to links. They can buy them at Amazon, any independent bookstore, Target, Walmart.
All right,
every
very good.
Every place you buy your books can order it.
That sounds terrific, and we really appreciate you being on. Have a terrific time next month in the woods in the freezing cold snow at Christmas.
I will do that.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye. Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Nobody's coming back next year.
Lisa's might. You haven't insulted
them yet. You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
I'm Stephanie from HorseLovers.com. Enjoy these holiday voicemails from listeners throughout the world, brought to you by HorseLovers.com.
The first time I rode a horse, I was hooked. Horses and ponies and barns were everywhere I looked. Barrel racers, jumpers, eventers, oh my! Even calf ropers performing their quick ties. But how would I ever find where my talent hides? Fast forward many years and many, many tears, I became a 3-day eventer, despite everyone's fears. Now I've got a barn full of equines who dressage and jump scary things. What more could I want when I've already got my wings? But if I sit down and think real, real hard, a cross-country field full of nice jumps would be perfect, but it's simply not in the cards. So now when people ask what I want for Christmas, I proclaim a professionally built cross-country course would make my life never the same.
Oh, sombrero, please don't kill me at the horse show. I'll give you treats and lots of love if you behave just like a dove. Oh, sombrero, your mommy loves you, don't you know?
Oh, happy holidays from the Wilcox family in Phoenix, Arizona. Happy Radiothon.
Hello, Horse Radio Network friends. This is Rita Hansen calling from South Central Pennsylvania to wish you a Merry Christmas and to tell you about my favorite horsey Christmas gift ever. So this is going back to 1973. And in the fall of that year, I went with a friend of mine to watch her riding lesson. Now, prior to that, I'd had no horse experience or exposure. But as I stood outside the ring watching her trot over ground poles, and the memory is so vivid to me, I thought it was the most amazing thing I had ever seen in my life. So from that day forward, I started bugging my parents that I really wanted to take riding lessons. So in 1973, under the Christmas tree, I found a gift certificate for 10 riding lessons. And my parents made it very clear that this was the last financial input they were going to have to this horsey thing. So that if I wanted to keep going, I had better figure out how I was going to do that. And so I've never looked back. As a kid, I mucked stalls and babysat my instructor's kids and did whatever I needed to do to ride all the time. So it's been a lifelong passion, and it all goes back to that day.
Hello, Horse Radio Network. This is Auditor Katie Kelly, and I'm calling to wish everybody a very happy holiday and to share my ultimate horsey gift, which I guess is a little materialistic, but I would very much love a 5-acre horse farm with an indoor arena. Is that too much to ask? I don't know. I hope not. But anyway, I wanted to wish everybody, all the hosts, a very Merry Christmas and to thank you all for everything you do every day of the year. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Andrea, and I just wanted to call and say Merry Christmas and Happy Radiothon and sing a song for you. So here it goes. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Hi, Glenn, Jamie, and Jen. This is Danny, a brand new auditor. I'm so excited to be here. My ultimate Christmas gift, horsey gift, would be a brand new 3-horse living quarters trailer. We do endurance. It'd be nice to have some heat and some running water. Merry Christmas, and thanks again.
Be sure to check out the Holiday Countdown 50 Days of Christmas section at horselovers.com. Every day from mid-November to the end of December, they add amazing new deals of the day. Go right now and sign up for the email list so you're the first to know about the deals, and or visit the pages every day to see the amazing specials that Horse Lovers is adding. There's a special URL just for Radiothon listeners as well. Go to horselovers.com/HRN. That's horselovers.com/HRN. Get your amazing deals for all 50 days of Christmas. Well, we are back here, and we are in author hour of the Radiothon. And Jennifer, could you check if the next guest is going to be coming on here shortly? I don't see evidence of that. So you can check that for me. I'd appreciate it. And we are, as I said, in the next hour. And Wendy, you need to do math again, because it looks we are at $2,378 of our $2,500 goal. So what is that, Wendy?
That's one... $121.
$121 left to get to our goal to help the kids in Cincinnati who are in foster care. So please, please, please definitely give that a try. Go over to youcaring.com/horse/holiday. What is it? Holiday Radiothon.
I'm not paying
slash
attention
Holiday
anymore.
Radiothon. I'm getting tired. Okay, so that's what we need you to do. We need you to go there, and we need you to do that. Lisa, are you still with us?
I am. You just had that drink. That's what's right.
I have started on a Seagram's Peach Fuzzy Navel.
Oh, that's rough, Glenn.
I'm really drinking hard tonight. And we're opening a bottle of Oste Spumante at 8 o'clock during party hour. You'll hear the cork pop. Wendy is drinking... Yay.
I'm drinking an Angry Orchard cider, so okay. Another real stiff drink there.
Yeah, we're all gone for the
heavy,
hard stuff.
Heavy hitters here. Heavy hitters, hitters,
look out.
Jennifer's having iced tea.
I'm having lemonade. Yeah. I have lemonade, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody's got to man the ship, you know? Somebody's got to run the show.
That's right. That is right.
Hey, I have to say,
yes.
If everybody who's listening right now just goes to the website you just mentioned and donates $5 or $10 to the charity, I mean, that would be awesome.
That would be terrific.
$5 or $10.
And we're talking.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah, youcaring.com/holidayradiothon, and you'll find that link there. And we're so close. We really want to see that happen. And we really want to see 50 of those kids get Christmas presents in Cincinnati that are in foster care. That would be a wonderful thing
to
do. Well, we have our next guest on here. We have Carly Cade with us, who I met a little while ago, and she is an author, has some terrific books out, and has a brand new book that just got released, what, yesterday, Carly?
Yesterday!
Yay!
Ho, 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 happy holiday! Yay! I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you know, when somebody has a book released, you don't realize how long a process that was, and you and Lisa both know how long a process that is, but it is a process.
Oh yeah, and it's like the birth of a baby, isn't it? Isn't it, Carly?
It absolutely is, and you caretake it and coddle it and nurture it and hope people love it, and then you put your creative self on the line to, you know, have people read it and hopefully love it.
Right? And then the editor is like the kid in junior high school that takes your child and beats the crap out of it. And then you have to tell your child to go back to school the next day and beat the crap out of them, and then you come out with a good book. It's kind of like that, right?
That's right.
Carly, tell us about the first book in this series.
Sure. I can tell you a little bit about that. So I'm going to give you like the 5-second intro. So basically, the first book in the series is called In the Rains, and it's a story of mystery, suspense, and romance. Enter Handsome Cowboy, right? And self-discovery as a woman returns to her horse riding roots after living in the big city. So it's sort of it's a Bridget Jones, if you will. My lead character is sort of like a Bridget Jones, and she has some, hiccups along the way as she's learning to be a horse owner again. So it was a really fun book to write, and people have really been enjoying it.
Any basis in truth of anybody you know or yourself? Any truth?
Well, you know, as Lisa knows, with any author, you know, you write from experience. This is, you know, obviously a product of my imagination, but my horse, my own horse, Sissy, actually inspired the lead horse character, Faith, in the Rains. And my trials and tribulations with her through her training really helped me write some of the training portions of the book.
And you show your paint horse, and there's a paint horse in the book too, correct?
That's right. I basically wrote the book that I really wanted to read. I hadn't been able to find a lot of books about Western pleasure showing at breed horse shows, like paint horses and quarter horses and palominos. So there's like, and I love all horse books, but there's a lot for Olympians and jumping and dressage and racing, but there wasn't a whole lot for, you know, my discipline of choice. So I pretty much took Beverly Cleary's advice and wrote the book. You know, if the book isn't on the shelf, write the one that you want. So that's what I did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so how was it for the first book? Because you're on your second one, but when your first one came out, were you surprised by any of the reader reactions at all?
Well, you know, before I'm a writer, I'm a reader. So I love fast-paced books. I love books that I don't want to put down, that, you know, I say to myself, this one more chapter. So I was, when I wrote In the Rains, I really wanted it to be a book like that. So the best feedback that I've gotten is that people aren't able to put it down, and they're finishing it in one night, and they're, you know, sending me emails the next day saying, oh my gosh, I couldn't put it down. When's the sequel coming? Which is a wonderful thing, but also a challenging thing, because then you have to hurry up and get the next book out to help them along on the journey. So,
well, and the second book has to be just as good or better than the first book. So somebody told me once you spend 10 years writing your first book, and then you have like 6 months to write the second one. And it's got to be better than the first
one. Accurate.
Yeah,
that's right. So here's hoping that Cowboy Way satisfies. But early reader reviews have been very good. I've had some advanced readers before it came out, and the feedback has been great. And same sort of experience for them is they finished it very quickly. So that is excellent early input on the book. So I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And, you know, we were just talking with Lisa Preston. We were talking a little bit about writing series. I have a series. My protagonist, Kat Enright, is my book comes out next week, and it'll be the fourth one. But, you know, did your character change from the first book to the next? Did she grow at all?
She did.
Hi, everybody.
She has. So she definitely has. By the way, Lisa, I'm so excited about talking to you in person and meeting you. I galloped around your website a little bit before I jumped on the call with you. And I see we have some equine authors in common as friends, which was really great. They had reviewed your new book. So Robin Hutton's amazing. And
Robin's awesome.
I was just really, really excited. So, and Glenn talks wonderfully about you, and I'm just really excited to have this conversation.
Don't tell her that. She'll ask for a raise.
Going back to this, every woman deserves a raise. But going back to the question at hand is did my character grow? And the answer is yes. There's a lot of maturity that's happened in Cowboy Way, both for the lead character McKinnon Kelly, who is a mysterious horse trainer, and Devin Brooke, who is the female lead. And there's been a lot of growth for both of them and a lot of maturity, both around horses and inside of relationships. So this is an interesting book because it starts off, right where In the Reins left off, but it goes back in time. So you learn the story of the Greenbrier gang. You meet some new characters, and this one follows McKinnon Kelly. So it's told from the voice of McKinnon. Devin was the voice of In the Reins. And in this book, you get to get the whole picture of what makes McKinnon Kelly who McKinnon Kelly is.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, don't tell us too much because we want to, I'm going to be getting it. And I hope a lot of the listeners. So the first book is called In the Reins, and the second one is called Cowboy Away. So where can listeners find you online?
Sure. You can gallop over to my website at www.carlycadecreative.com. And the books are available in paperback.
C-A-D-E. Carly
K-A-D-E.
K-A-D-E, right. Yep. Well, Carly, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. We are going to be chatting a little bit more about your books as the holidays go on here. And we're excited for everybody to get to read them.
Yes. Absolutely.
Great. Do I get to share my favorite holiday gift memory?
Yes. We have about a minute left.
Sure. I'll be swift. So I've been listening in all day long today, and I am a Briar Horse fan myself. So I remember back on my Christmas days when I would sit on the floor and circle from the little catalog that came with Briar Horses, the ones that I was dreaming of for Christmas. But my most favorite Christmas present as a young person was when my dad and mom had a custom-made barn built for my Briar Horses, which came with the little fence that went around. So I could actually play with them. It was before they had the big, beautiful Briar Horse barns that you could order from catalog. So it was one of my most favorite gifts.
Aww. That's awesome. Carly, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll get to talk again in the future. So good luck with your book, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Carly.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much for having me on. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Bye.
All right. We have a special surprise. Oops. I just accidentally hung up on ourselves. So we're not going to have a special surprise unless I fix that. So
you need to fix that.
Yeah. Are you still here?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to hear we're going to get our next guest on, and then I'm going to fix the problem. And she's going to laugh, because she went through all these technical problems over the years with us. And that is, we're having back the first co-host on the Horse Radio Network 10 years ago. Helena's back. Hi, Helena.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Helena, I just screwed up right before you came on, which you're going to think
typical.
Is normal. Yeah, that's right. I thought you'd say that. So I am going to try and get the system back. But let me do that. It's going to make a little bit of noise, and you're going to hear some things. And I apologize to everybody for that.
Thank you for calling.
All right,
horses.
Let me get rid of this.
It's good to know things haven't changed.
Nothing's changed since you've left. Let me try and get that off there. There we go. Now we're back. Helena, so good to talk to you again.
I know, Glenn. I miss you. It's awful.
I know. We spent 10 years every week talking to each other, whether we wanted to or not.
It was like therapy.
Yeah.
For both of us.
Oh, but Helena, I've been keeping up with you on Facebook, and you just seem like you're just having a great time with your new adventures and all of that.
It is, yes, and adventures is a great way to put it. There's been a lot going on, so this has been a much needed break, but I'll tell you, I do miss Horse Radio Network.
Well, you went out fox hunting the other day.
Dude, how many years has it been since I've actually hunted on my own horse? in my own backyard. Yeah, Brody was a rock star.
I didn't see any dirty pants, so I assumed it went well.
Oh my God, we came close a couple of times. Thank goodness for two small cedar trees that stopped us from sliding into the Atlantic Ocean, honestly.
Oh my goodness.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Glenn. Yeah. And all I could say, kept saying was, I'm not coming off this horse. I'm not coming off this horse. I am not coming off this horse. And I didn't,
and
thank
you
goodness.
Didn't. You didn't.
No, ma'am.
Well, so wow. Helena, what have you, but you've got, since you left Stable Scoop a couple months ago, which seems like, it seems longer than that, but it's only been a couple months, you've gotten a new house, you've really had a lot of changes in life up there, and I know a lot of the auditors and listeners were wondering how things are going, so kind of give them a quick update.
It's ridiculously amazing how awesome things are going. We have a brand new house. Buck, Grace, and I moved into a house about a mile around the corner from our old house when we thought we had no place to live, and because our other house had been sold and we were scrambling to find a place that could accommodate two horses. We had no idea what was going to happen, and the universe just dropped this adorable, perfect property in our laps, and we took advantage of it. We've moved in. It's been, we moved in on September 5th and almost immediately started clearing some land so that we can create some turnout for our horses, and got a contractor lined up. So the little two-car garage that's on the property will very soon be a two-stall barn, you know, so we waste no time. And everybody's really, really happy. We're healthy, and we're starting to get back to the things that make us the crazy, spirited, fun people that we are.
Well,
aww, that's awesome.
She's just gotten about 20 highs from the auditors in a row here, so they obviously miss you.
Well, I miss them too. A lot of them are Facebook friends with me, so it's really nice to keep up with them and keep that part. I mean, they're my soul. Horse Radio Network, horses, this whole community is seriously my soul. So it's really nice to have maintained these friendships.
Well, and it, she didn't leave.
You know, I'm not on the
air. Helena didn't leave because she didn't like you guys or me. I think she still likes me a little bit. But she likes you guys too. But she actually got a real job. So that's for the reason.
I did.
Yeah, like an adult job. So like a real job. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. It's really hard not to talk about horses all day. I have to talk about boat stuff and all the things that normal people talk about.
Are you learning all about boat parts now? Propellers and little gadgets and gadgets and...
Yeah, yeah. And then I daydream about spurs and girths and, you know, double bridles and stuff.
Yeah. Well, Helena, are you still doing your shows?
Marry those two.
Are you still doing yours?
I am. Yep. We're doing that Newport show weekly, although I missed an episode last week. Shh, don't tell anybody.
I maybe missed Stable Scoop last week, too, so don't tell anybody.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We did 2 weeks ago, I think it was, or 3 weeks ago, the first time we went out fox hunting was an entire episode dedicated to my first time back in the hunt field in a long time, and then Brody's first time out in the hunt field ever. So we did a whole episode on that. We'll probably cover last week's hunt as well.
Was it a fast hunt?
The first one was pleasantly paced, and it was just short enough for a new horse to be out there. This one was fast. For me anyway, you know, for veteran fox hunters, it might not have been that bad, but yeah, it was pretty fast. There's a lot of open territory with this fixture. So we had at least half a dozen good open runs.
Well, we have a caller on the line, and she gets an extra bonus because she gets to talk to Helena too. So we have Rita on the line. Merry Christmas, Rita.
Merry Christmas. Happy horsey holidays, everybody.
You get a whole bonus. You got a whole bunch of us here.
Yeah, I know. I'm very lucky to have everybody.
And we're getting a lot of I Miss Chasing a Fox shows. You're getting a lot of love here, Helena. So, see, all you have to do is leave and then people like you. It's how it works.
It's true. That's, you know what? That's how it works in my life. That's kind of status quo for me.
Rita, tell us about your favorite horsey holiday.
Well, I am hoping in the future to get to go away for Christmas and just go to like a snowy lodge or ranch and actually enjoy a sleigh ride in the snow. That is one thing I've always wanted to do and haven't had a chance to do that yet. So,
oh, cool. You need to hook up
with
Lisa Preston. Lisa Preston's going cold this winter. So,
yeah.
Cold camping.
You can camp in the
woods. You need to go with her.
In the winter. Doesn't that sound fun?
I can do that. Actually, yes, I have gone winter camping, snow camping. I have a four-season tent. I've done it before, and I actually love it. I love the
Wendy, are you and I the only ones that like hotels in this group? I like hot showers. I like a bed. I mean...
you're up in the snowy country, aren't you?
I am in the snowy country, but I think I'd rather go camping in the Caribbean. Sorry.
Ah. Yeah.
Rita,
I think that's an awesome, Rita, awesome fantasy.
Rita, will you help us out?
Come true.
Will you help us out with something? We're going to be giving
Absolutely.
Away some prizes here. And I want to say hi to somebody that just came in. We have a whole room full now. And that is the ultimate U.S. para rider, Charlotte's with us. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, guys.
Can you hear Charlotte? You have to speak up right into the mic. Can you hear her?
No,
can you hear
no.
Wendy, by the
Hi,
way?
Charlotte. No.
We seem to have lost Wendy, too.
I miss Wendy.
No. Oh, thanks, Alina. I miss
you, too. Wait, do I hear Wendy in the background?
Yeah, I'm not sure why her mic has stopped working at all. But apparently
it's radiothon, Glenn.
Because it's radiothon. I don't know. They move the mics around. Double check your switches are on your mics. Make sure that you're actually turned on. That would help if they're turned off.
Mine's on.
Oh, there we go. Now say hi, Charlotte.
Hello, Horse Radio Network
Yay!
Folks.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi, Charlotte.
Charlotte's one of our wonderful para riders, and she's my Friday girlfriend because we go out to lunch every Friday.
We do. I'm very, very lucky to have such a wonderful gentleman in my life.
I'm the lucky one. I got the cute girl to go out with every Friday. And Jennifer's so happy I leave the house.
Now I just need a Friday boyfriend that's my age.
Yeah, and not married. And
yeah,
not married,
married too.
And not married. But I do buy. I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
I buy.
Charlotte, you've been wonderful. And Charlotte's actually a para team rider. You're really heading for the big time here.
I'm not on the team yet.
You're going to be. I have faith in you, girl.
Well, thank you. It's always my dream to ride for the country before I got hurt. And now I'm still going to ride for the country.
And she's a dressage rider, has a horse. Now, you're in a wheelchair, and get this, she has a horse that's like 19 to 20 hands tall, and she needs like a forklift to get up there. I don't know exactly how she gets on this horse. It is the biggest horse you've ever seen. And I said, Charlotte, maybe you'd find one. Is your ramp extra high to get on the horse?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I figured. It would have to be. That's one tall horse.
He is big.
Charlotte's a bit of a daredevil, too. So,
Charlotte, what's your favorite thing about your horse?
His brain. He's just, he's quite fancy, but I trail ride him all over the place. I was an event rider, and it's hard to do too many days in the sandbox. So I go out trail riding a lot, and he's great.
People are always fascinated, Charlotte, and I get this question all the time about para riders. What kind of adaptions do you use for the saddle? Because you are paralyzed from the waist down. So do you use anything to help you stay in the saddle and also to keep your posture and everything?
Yeah, well, I have a regular off-the-shelf saddle, and then we have a few adaptions, compensating aids, depending on your disability. But I have got some Velcro to keep my legs from flopping up and down, and my stirrups are attached to the girth, but nothing big.
Is that something? Now, the next question you always get, and you've gotten this question before because we've talked about it, is with those adaptive aids that really have your, are they a breakaway? So if you fall off, you will separate from the horse?
Yes, they're heavily regulated by the FEI. And yes, I've only tried it once, but they do all break away.
Did you try it on purpose?
No. But it was okay.
Is it involuntary dismount?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was slow motion.
Can I also say that Charlotte kept us safe?
She was
so kind during Irma, the hurricane, that we actually stayed at her barn and we stayed in her apartment. She was so kind to let us come over there with our horses in the block barn that was really like a bunker. It wasn't going anywhere.
And we've all seen pictures of that.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yep. That was at Charlotte's that we were at. So thank you for that, Charlotte.
Of course. You're welcome.
Appreciate. Can we come next year when the next one comes through?
Yeah. As long as you keep buying lunch, we're good to go.
Okay.
See, this is why Jennifer's okay with you having a girlfriend.
That's right.
She has a fabulous barn and an apartment
That's
in Ocala.
Right. Yeah, you know, if you're going to have a girlfriend on the side, you might as well have one that has a fabulous barn, right? I mean, that's the idea.
She's your sugar mama.
That's right. She's my sugar.
Oh, yeah. Just like he's my sugar daddy on Fridays.
Okay, this is going downhill fast.
Okay.
So we're gonna give some prizes away, but first, Wendy has to tell us about one of our terrific sponsors.
All right, our sponsor today is Benefab by Soar No More. It's a research-backed company that offers innovative wearable products that help increase mobility and lessen pain for your horse. With products from leg wraps to blankets and more, they have a product that can help address aches and pains in almost every part of the equine body. Their fabrics are infused with a special bioceramic thread, which emits far infrared wavelengths. In addition to that, their smart products incorporate the bioceramics with magnetic therapy for an even further targeted treatment. Each product helps increase overall blood circulation, relieves joint stiffness, and relaxes muscles. Recently, a clinical trial was published in the Journal of Equine Veterinary Science proving the smart scrim significantly reduced back soreness over a 6-week period in moderate to high exercise horses. There are no harmful side effects, and with proper wash and care, the products will never lose their therapeutic value. Visit benefabproducts.com for more info or to order today. They're also available through Amazon Prime.
Very good. Well, our first prize today, and you guys can all help us pick prizes here. Rita, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, wow. I forgot you even over there.
We can... the barn while you guys are talking.
Well, Rita, thank you so much for calling. It's getting late. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Merry Christmas, Rita.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We forgot Rita was even there.
Okay. Hi, Rita.
Helena came in, and then Charlotte showed up. And so Helena and Charlotte, you're going to help us pick winners, right?
Okay.
So
our first prize is the pair of extended knee patch smooth stride riding jeans. Julie Goodnight recently had this to say about them. When it comes to riding gear, comfort and performance are really important to me. That's why I wear smooth stride riding jeans. They're specifically tailored for riding. These pants are incredibly comfortable, functional in the saddle, with the casual look of traditional blue jeans. To get your own pair of smooth stride jeans, visit smoothstride.com. And then our second prize is the book, Our Horses, Ourselves, Discovering the Common Body, Meditations and Strategies for Deeper Understanding and Enhanced Communication by Paula Josa Jones. Through stories, strategies, and over 65 meditation and gentle exercises, Josa Jones shows us how we can develop greater somatic awareness away from the horse, as well as how being with the horse can help this consciousness continue to evolve. Get your copy today at horseandriderbooks.com.
That was really mean, making Wendy read that commercial at this hour of night.
It's so long.
Wendy, you are awesome.
She did so well. Big words. And that's all about touching and feeling. You know how insensitive I am. But.
Yes, that's right.
Well, okay, then we have our final thing is the $50 gift card to horselovers.com. Use coupon code radio at checkout to get a free Kodiak easy roll-up all-purpose fleece blanket on all orders over $49 at horselovers.com.
All right, let's pick the winner of the extended patch knee patch jeans. These are $130 value, and we're going to go to Charlotte first, in-house.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 188.
Me.
Oh. You can't pick you. Otherwise, I would have won all these prizes.
57.
Are you guessing your boyfriend's age?
No, then it would have to be 36.
Okay, 57 is Matt Hagee.
Hey, Matt, you're going to look really good in your extended women's knee patch breeches. I see a Christmas gift in your future here, Matt. You now don't have to, you have to buy one less gift.
Okay, so we need another number between 1 and 188.
Helena.
188.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
People have been doing that to us all day, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm not original.
Okay. No, you're not. Okay. It is Veronica Stanley.
Veronica Stanley. Yes. Good job. And now we have a $50 gift certificate to horselovers.com.
Who's going
to? Lisa.
27.
Oh, Rita Brown.
Rita Brown.
Is that the person that was just on?
Yeah, I think it was the person that was just on.
Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah,
well,
good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear, she didn't text me.
Well, you don't know because I'm sorting. If you haven't heard, Glenn is telling me I have to sort, and I am sorting.
Wendy is taking her sorting responsibilities very seriously. Yes, her. Her and Harry Potter. All right, that's it for this hour, which means all the women need to get the hell out. Wendy's out. Charlotte's out. Helena, you're out because it's the Horse Husbands Hour coming up next. It's just us guys. I will tell you this. If you already used up your opportunities, I'm talking to ladies now. If you've used up your opportunities to win the grand prizes at the end of the day, you can have your husbands call the next hour and you get an extra shot. So have your husbands call the next hour. Have them give a call to 435-272-1997 and you're going to just get an extra chance because they aren't going to want all that stuff. They're just going to give it to you. And then if I was the horse husband, I would say, look, dear, I just bought your Christmas presents right here. You get a brand new saddle from WinTech.
Oh my God. You'd be the best horse husband ever.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
And it won't cost you a dime. Exactly. It's perfect. It's a perfect setup. And I'm happy to announce, wait a minute. We are at $92 away from our goal for the You Caring fundraiser for the kids in Cincinnati in foster care. We are just $92 away from giving 50 kids Christmas presents that are in foster care in Cincinnati. So please do go to youcaring.com/holidayradiothon. Helena, thank you so much.
It was my absolute pleasure. Happy holidays to everyone at the Horse Radio Network, all our listeners and all our guests. Merry, merry, happy.
Hey, I miss you. Love you lots, okay?
I miss you too.
All right, take care, Helena. And Charlotte and Wendy are going to be back a little bit later here in the 8 o'clock party hour. They're going to rejoin. Lisa, thank you again, and thank you for being such a good friend to us here at the Horse Radio Network. And don't listen to what they said earlier. You really don't need a raise. You're fine. You're good.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
What's your book? Tell everybody your book coming out next week. With us in it.
The Main Equation, December 5th. You can order it now on Amazon. It's The Main Equation. It's the fourth Cat Enright book, and the Horses in the Morning crew are in it. So Merry Christmas, everybody. It's been a blast, and I'm going to be listening next hour. So just keep that in mind.
Stay tuned to the third annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon as we get reset for the next hour.